The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Joseph has accompanied Mary, heavy with child, to Bethlehem. It is night time and very cold as they arrive, and Mary tells Joseph that her time has come. Joseph exclaims, "Oh, Lord of mercy, what shall we do?" "Don't be afraid, Joseph. Be steady. See how calm I am." "But you must be suffering a lot." "Oh, no, I am full of joy. Such a joy, so great, so beautiful, so uncontainable, that my heart is thumping and thumping, and it is whispering to me, 'He is coming, he is coming.' It sounds so at each beat. It is my child knocking at my heart and saying, 'Mother, I am here, and I am coming to give you the kiss of God.' Oh, what a joy, my dear Joseph." But Joseph is not joyful. He's thinking of the urgent need to find a shelter. He goes from door to door, asking for a room. Nothing. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
At last, among the ruins of an old building, there is a hole, beyond which there is a grotto, or, rather, an excavation in the mountain. It seems to consist of the foundations of an old building, with the roof formed by rubble, supported by coarse tree trunks. Joseph lights a little lamp, goes in, and is greeted by a bellow. He says, "Come in, Mary. It is empty. There's only an ox." Mary dismounts from her donkey and goes in. The vault is covered with cobwebs, and the soil, which is stamped ramshackle earth, with holes, rubbish, and excrement, is strewn with straw. In the rear, an ox turns its head around and looks with his large, quiet eyes, while some hay is hanging from his lips. Mary goes near the ox. She puts her hands on its neck to feel its warmth. The ox bellows, but does not stir. It seems to understand. Joseph pushes it aside and takes a large quantity of hay from the manger to make a bed for Mary. The ox makes room for the little donkey, which starts eating at once. Joseph discovers a battered bucket. He goes out to a little stream and comes back with some water for the donkey. Joseph then lights a fire, and with the patience of Job, he dries the hay a handful at a time, holding it near the fire. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary sits down on the soft hay, leaning back against one of the tree trunks. Joseph hangs his mantle as a curtain on the hole that serves as a door. Then he offers some bread and cheese to the Virgin and gives her some water out of a flask. He covers her with her own mantle and with the blanket that she earlier had around her feet. Mary closes her eyes. Joseph creeps into a corner and sits on a stool. He turns round now and again to look at her, and he sees she is lying quietly as if she were sleeping. He breaks the little sticks as noiselessly as possible and throws them one at a time on the little fire. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary lifts her head slowly from her bed and looks around. She sees that Joseph's head is bowed over his chest as if he were meditating. She smiles lovingly, and making less noise than a butterfly alighting on a rose, she sits up and then goes on her knees. She prays with a blissful smile on her face. She prays with her arms stretched out, almost in the shape of a cross, with the palms of her hands facing up and forward. And she never seems to tire in that position. She then prostrates herself with her face on the hay in an even more ardent prayer, a long prayer. Joseph rouses. He notices that the fire is almost out, and he throws onto the fire some twigs and finally some sticks. When the fire is blazing, he turns around, gets up, and slowly moves towards Mary. "Are you not sleeping, Mary?" he asks. He asks three times until she replies, "I am praying." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph then goes on his knees near the fire and prays, with his hands pressed against his face. A thin ray of moonlight creeps in through a crack in the vault. It stretches in length and at last reaches Mary. It is now on her head, where it forms a halo of pure light. Mary lifts her head as if she had received a celestial call, and she goes on her knees again. Oh, how beautiful it is here now! She raises her head. Her face shines in the white moonlight and becomes transfigured by a supernatural smile. The light around her is increasing more and more, and it seems to originate from herself. It spreads on the things around her, it covers them, and it brightens everything. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The light, given off more and more intensely from Mary's body, now absorbs the moonlight. This blissful, uncontainable, eternal, and divine light is heralded by a dawn and a morning star. And atoms of light descend in a large stream, stretching out like veils. The vault, full of crevices, cobwebs, and rubble, now seems like the ceiling of a royal hall. Each boulder is a block of silver, each crack an opal flash, and each cobweb a most precious canopy, interwoven with silver and diamonds. The light increases more and more. It is now unbearable to the eye, and the Virgin disappears in so much light as if she had been absorbed by an incandescent curtain. And then the Mother emerges. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Yes, when the light becomes endurable once again to my eyes, I see Mary with the newborn Son in her arms. A little baby, rosy and plump, bustling with his little hands as big as rosebuds and kicking with his tiny feet. He is crying with a thin, trembling voice, just like a newborn lamb, opening his pretty little mouth that resembles a wild strawberry and showing a tiny tongue that trembles against the rosy roof of his mouth. And he moves his little head, which is so blonde that it seems without any hair. It is a little round head that his mummy holds in the hollow of her hand. She looks at her baby and adores him, weeping and smiling at the same time. She bends down to kiss him, not on his innocent head, but on the centre of his chest. Underneath there is his little heart beating for us, where one day there will be the wound. And his mother is doctoring that wound in advance with her immaculate kiss. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The ox gets up with a great noise of hoofs and bellows. The donkey turns its head round and brays. It is the light that rouses them. But I love to think that they wanted to greet their Creator, both for themselves and on behalf of all the animals. Joseph, almost enraptured and praying ardently, sees the light filter through the fingers of his hands. He lifts his head and turns around. The ox, standing as it is, hides Mary. But she calls him, "Joseph, come!" Joseph rushes, and when he sees, he stops and is about to fall on his knees where he is. But Mary insists, "Come, Joseph." Holding the child close to her heart, she gets up and moves towards an embarrassed Joseph. They meet at the foot of the straw bed, and they look at each other, weeping blissfully. Mary says, "Come, let us offer Jesus to the Father." And while Joseph kneels down, she stands, lifts up her creature in her arms and says, "Here I am. On his behalf, O God, I speak these words to you. Here I am to do your will. I, Mary, and my spouse Joseph, with him. Here are your servants, O Lord. May your will be always done by us in every hour, in every event, for your glory and for your love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then Mary says, "Here, Joseph, take him," and offers him the child. "What, me? Oh no, I am not worthy." Joseph is utterly dumbfounded. But Mary insists, smiling, "You are well worthy. No one is more worthy than you are, and that is why the Most High chose you. Take him, Joseph, and hold him while I look for the linens." Joseph, blushing almost purple, stretches his arms out and takes the baby, who is screaming because of the cold. He presses him to his heart and bursts into tears, exclaiming, "Oh Lord, my God!" He bends down to kiss the tiny feet, and he feels how cold they are. So he goes between the ox and the donkey with his back to the door, bending over the newborn and forming a shelter with his body. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Meanwhile, Mary has opened the trunk, has pulled out the linens and swaddling clothes, and has been near the fire warming them. Joseph livens up the fire to a good blaze. He warms the hay, and when he has gathered enough to make a little mattress for the child, he goes to the manger and sorts it out as if it were a cradle. And the mother, with her sweet, graceful gait, moves to the manger, lays Jesus in it, and covers him with the strip of her mantle. She arranges it around his bare head, which is protected by her thin veil. Only his little face, the size of a man's fist, is left uncovered. Bending over the manger, Mary and Joseph are blissfully happy, watching him sleep his first sleep. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.